I'm Jesse Steele. I wear many hats, and this is my weekly adventure in all kinds of different things that might prove valuable to you or not. Big update. I don't know if you were watching last week. I went out and got lighting for this. So I'm going to talk to you about lighting a little bit. Behind me is a green screen. You know, hold on. We're here in the podcast, and there's a video thing, so pardon me, but I'm going to see if I can go turn off this picture of Hong Kong behind me. This is from the harbor. I snapped it off the boat. It was really beautiful. Look, behind me is some colorful building that changes colors all the time. Yes, you can download these pictures behind me on YouTube. Both of you who watch me on YouTube, both of you, you can go to 500px and download these awesome things and set it as your wallpaper, I suppose. There might be a license on 500px.com, but whatever. Let me click around here. And if you're listening, you know, pardon the boredom here. I'm going to try to make this as interesting as possible while I talk about video stuff. But in a video, you're supposed to get a green screen. Okay, I'm going to turn it off. Ready? That's what's behind me. You can see it's a green blanket thing. Yep, and it's chroma colored perfectly. So, you're supposed to independently light the green screen behind you. It's supposed to have its own light. That way the lights in front of your face, because lighting is a thing. If you don't do lighting right, then shadows make you look like you're dark and evil and they're distracting to watch and stuff. So lighting is a thing. Limbaugh's been talking about this last week. You're not supposed to talk and... you're not supposed to eat. Now, drinking water, I have my Rubio moments, so that's another thing I'm not going to comment on. But eating and, yeah, the thing is, you're not supposed to eat while you're doing audio or video recordings, not supposed to do it. It's one of the reasons that radio stations have the cough switch. It's this temporary mute thing you hold down so you can... you can do that without people having to listen to it. I don't care. I don't need a cough switch. I suppose I could hit a mute button, but you're supposed to be mindful of certain things. And one of the things is you're supposed to have separate lighting for the green behind you so that the color stays consistent, so that you can narrow down that exact color and yank that out of your video and then put in whatever behind you. So I'm doing green screen behind me. Well, I went out and got lighting this week. I spent $30 and I hate spending money. So I've, another thing too, pardon me talking too much geekery here with video, but I don't know, maybe you'll do video someday and this is useful to you. Maybe you'll need to take a picture. I had these LEDs spread all over the place, and they had this bluishness to them. It was ultra white, maybe, kind of. And they were making my face look more blue and pale than it was. So the auto white in the camera was messing with stuff. Auto white balance. You know, the camera has to decide what white should be. This is a thing cameras do. So the auto white balance was messing with stuff. And then that was making the green behind me look more like the color of my face. So it was really terrible and difficult. And it was washing my face out. And last week was absolutely horrible. Go look at it. It was a disaster. And so I went and got some full spectrum lights. Wasn't really that expensive. And, you know, usually lights from two different angles are great. If you can get a big old fat diffuser around them, like a lampshade, that's great too. If it's lit brightly enough, the goal is to kind of sort of get rid of shadows. But I put the blue lights behind me. They'll be consistent with the green screen behind me. And then I've got proper lighting in front of me. There. I know that you were just itching to hear about that. So I whined and complained about it. This week, I've been doing some research. Just smacked the microphone. I'm pink right. You know, I've got these projects I'm really getting in the process of finishing. Wow. Last week, I got caught up on From Asia with Love stuff. That has been difficult and hard. I've had a whole bunch of little note-taking and editing that I've had to go back and sweep through and turn them into books that are waiting on Amazon. More books, well over a million words now on Amazon. So I'm projects, getting stuff checked off the list. And one of the recent things I've been doing is reviewing different English teaching cores. A core is like a curriculum. There's like the basic ideas. You're supposed to teach these ideas, and everything discussed in the classroom or in the book are supposed to help you learn these basic ideas. That's what a curriculum core is. I know a little bit about curriculums. I don't know how many times I've told you that I voted on my own textbooks in high school, which was a little bit unusual, but you know, my father was a teacher and I just had some experience with curriculum. Well, I've been reviewing three different English curriculum cores. Two of them are ESL. The other is American, and it's one of these new American things where we don't teach people what grammar is. We just have like the naming word. It's normally what we call a subject, but it's not a subject. It's a naming word, you know, whatever that's supposed to be. So there's some of that going on, but I know that it's a subject. And so I've been looking at how they've been teaching basic grammar and writing to children. And also how they've been teaching ESL to children, how they've been teaching ESL to adults. And there's a lot of overlap. And see, I'm all about unification and simple singularity. And so without toning down, I actually teach more content, more understanding of grammar by making it simple. See, we typically, this is why I do these podcast weekly updates things to talk about my crazy adventure. It's because, these topics come up. There's so much in the world of teaching and education that's all about dumbing down. And that's because the teachers and the educators who are trying to teach stuff, they might know the material and they might have experience making children sit down and be quiet and happy to do it while they're doing it. Like the children are happy when they sit down and be quiet. They might have some experience with those things, but it's really difficult to get all these big concepts we understand as adults and boil it down so it's something that children can understand and relate to and wrap their brains and hands around. So I've always been all about simplifying the way we explain the idea. It's not about reducing the amount of information, which is what a lot of teachers do. Kids can't learn all that stuff. No, you can't teach all that stuff. If we make the way we explain it more simple and unified, we can teach more content. It's not about how much children can understand. It's how much children can understand us, or, you know, children aside, any student, anyone, because learning is a lifelong thing. You know, all my teachers in school said, keep learning, keep learning, keep learning. So I kept learning. And that's why I have these interesting adventures in these podcast weekly updates where I talk about the interesting things going on in my life. Because somehow it might be useful to see all the weird gadgets and goodies Jesse's been up against. You know what? I'm going to turn the camera on. You want to see these new lights I have? I'm going to show you these new lights that I have. I'm going to turn the camera around here and see if I can aim it. There. That's one of the new lights I got. It's a shop light. It's a basic shop light. There you go. So, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do stuff. You don't have to be extra complicated to learn a lot. You don't have to dumb down content. Yeah, I go through life. It's amazing by thinking of things more simply, not as a simpleton, but understanding things more simply in our minds, making them less complicated than they need, you know, not making them so complicated. It's easier to get so many more things done and be able to get stuff across to other people. So I'm done researching these three curriculums, and I'm familiar with other curriculum cores for English, but I might start rolling out more of an in-depth marketable English curriculum, and computer curriculum's also coming along the way. And I'm going to look into transforming PacificDailyTimes.com into something drudge-ish, but I've got to wait for some software updates to get all dealt with there. So those have been the updates of the week on my interesting, fascinating life of all the different hats that I wear. See you. Oh, one other tip. I was going to wear my black hat, but look behind me. Look where my head is. It's all black. You got to think about this stuff. You got to think about this stuff. See you tomorrow.